Mm-hmm.
And then it is blessed, you know, by the village doctors and healers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes and drinks from that.
Mm.
Just water.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is put into it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it affects people differently,
mm-hmm.
according to what your circumstances, according to what you have done,
mm-hmm.
or what you've been doing,
mm-hmm.
because people will start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Thieves come out and talk about the chicken they have stolen and from whose house they stole the chicken.
It's the truth serum. It's the truth serum. You know? Okay.
And the people that have tried to mess around with people's wives or people's daughters.
Oh, man.
They, you know.
Confession, huh?
Everything is happening.
Oh, wow.
All day.
Yeah.
And just from drinking this water. But again, it's when, you know, what's on your mind.
Yeah.
So that's the origin of this truth and reconciliation thing, because it happens, but nobody there gets hurt at the end of it, because at the end of the evening, when everybody's eyes clears, they forget what they have done or said.
Mm.
Everybody, you know, except for those that didn't participate, you know, but the rule is that nothing. Now we know.
Now you know.
And now we know who you are,
yeah.
and what you've done.
Yeah.
And now we're going to watch out for you.
Yeah.
And now you're not going to do that again.
Yeah.
So now people can leave their chickens and goats and wives and daughters to go freely, and nobody's going to bother them for another 3 years or maybe two, and then somebody just gives up and does it again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am all for that, you know, because we are our own worst enemy as black people.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the word black for all of us because in my place, we call my place Ani Alandoji.
Mm.
Alandoji. Ayebundibuo na Alandoji. Ndoji, the land of the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Ndoji. Forget about whatever they say, Al-Kebu land or whatever. That's still coming from the Arabs and all those.
Mm.
We, the black people, we have the word for where we are in our languages that translates to it as land of the blacks.
Mm. Same as Kem, like Kemet.
Yes.
Yeah. Land of the black.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's in literal language.
Mm-hmm.
Not from anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I use that word to, you know, connect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you know, it's not, I find out that, you know, African Americans don't want us to say that we are blacks.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Caribbeans don't want to say that they are Africans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not, everybody's denying who they are. You can't, you know, for what? To please the person, you know, to please the old executor or something.
I mean, it's very, We could build for hours on this because, I mean, you know, it's obviously undeniable, right? You know, Africa is the cradle, right? And, you know, there's not a place on this planet that we didn't start civilization.
Civilization started with us. There's no civilization in Europe or anything like that.
Everything started from us. So, I mean, you know, we can go up to China, the Levant, everything.
Yeah.
It all started from us, right? And I think it's very important that we talk about that and we share that with people. And I do want to, you know, we're going to have to continue and do this again, right? And
that's a lot to share. And I hope,
yeah,
you know, we'll try and bring in some of these people that I'm mentioning and let them tell their side of the story. Because you know, for everything, that's always, that's good. I mean, the fact that he did Mr. Warner did, what he did, he didn't stop the progress that we were trying to make. You know, he didn't, you know, he gave it to them, you know, they were making the money instead of us and our community gaining, you know, they were making the money and he's getting a fee for doing the work for them. Finally, you know, when I did it, I didn't get paid, but he's getting something, you know, but that did not complete the job because a lot of us in the community are not getting what we deserve from our products, you know, and that's the part of the work that is still undone, you know.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, yeah, man, look at Motown, every, you know, that's our story, right?
Yeah.
You know, so. Is there anything, any last words that you want to leave the audience with before we go?
Well, I will only say that it's time we start listening to each other. It's time we start being true to each other. It's time we start understanding that our only way out to true healing is by coming together. Coming together completely. You know? See your brother and sister and greet them with a clean heart. Say hello and mean it. Be aware, knowledgeable, and the understanding of each other, and we have wealth. Awareness, knowledge, and understanding of each other. That's our wealth and our kingdom together.
It's very well spoken, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mazi, Iziazi.
Iziadi.
Iziadi.
Onukulu.
Onukulu.
Thank you.
Much love, brother. Appreciate that, man. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's been amazing, man. We gonna keep it. Look, man, one order, 6 o'clock blitz. I told you, man, we bring in real stories in here. You know what I'm saying? We telling you the truth. Things that you may not have known, right? We making knowledge born to y'all. And this is what I love, having this platform, you know, and bringing historians, bringing people who have, you know, made a significant change in the community. You know, you may not have heard of them. And this is the thing, you know, kingdoms aren't always, you know, kingdoms are built not always by the ones that you see. You know, it's the ones behind the scenes doing the work. And those are the people that we need to give gratitude to, you know? So, yeah, man, it's been wonderful. We're going to keep this show rolling, baby. Yo, one order, 6 o'clock blitz. We here. Let's get it.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Look at what they did to Emmett Till. Look how they got our brother Malcolm X. Look how they laid down Martin Luther. But remember, we the gods. You can't stop us.
Labeled us guilty, we had no alibis. Labeled us filthy, the swag to analyze. Interior milky, we not camera shy. Interior milky.
serving apple pies. That street life you fantasize, you can't glamorize dying for the dough, just like Bambi's eyes. Oh, the lifestyles of the black and dangerous. Instead of packing out shows, he'd rather pack the stainless. Now that rap entertainment led to the patch detainment, cause the straps is waiting to send shots like a vaccination. They say being black been contagious. We innovators, they discriminate, throw us in these bigger cages. They wear masks on their faces when they rape us. It's time for you to face, you left us naked in this matrix.
Labeled as guilty, we had no alibis. Labeled as filthy, the swag to analyze. Interior milky, we not camera shy. I know that they feel me and I cannot lie. Labeled as guilty, we had no alibis. Labeled as filthy, the swag to analyze. Interior milky, we not camera shy. I know that they feel me and I cannot lie.
Fist high to the sky, we are not equal. Flesh of my flesh still killing my people. This is not the end, man, more like the sequel. This is not the end game, this is much more lethal. A white lie could turn the truth into the purest evil. Same sheets, two eyes, still the same devils. Hard times can make the mind go quick. Either judge by 12 or get killed by 6. My nigga, watch my 12. Cause if we slip, we'll be dead by 6. Just in time for the news to say we tried to resist. They say all lies matter, why does ours get missed? Dismissed like some misfits caught in the mix. Low key feels like low key, guard of the tricks. Blood on the kicks. Filthy cleansed from the waters of Styx. For all laws are not of all law, the judgment is fixed.
Labeled as guilty, we had no alibis. Labeled as filthy, the swag to analyze. Interior milky, we not camera shy. I know that they feel me and I cannot lie. Labeled as guilty, we had no alibis. Labeled as filthy, the swag to analyze. Interior milky, we not camera shy. I know that they feel me and I cannot lie.
Guilty like dopamine, hit you with the blue beam. Heard the crowd scream, just another hip-hop fiend. Man seems, weave the fabric like the Taylor team. Who was the steam boiling hot like some steam? Top of the mountain, guilty drinking from the fountain, no doubting. We them seeds that keep sprouting, stay scouting. One order got the world shouting. No alibi, we in the studio just routing. Guilty like a speeding ticket. Jealousy sounding like some crickets. Union with the pickets. This life I can't pick it. Elect what we select. But now we on that 5,000 shit. Can you dig it? Something like the universe really got digits. I'm guilty like Wonga, but they still want a critic. Can't understand how them kings went and did it. More hits than Bo Jackson. Yo, catch us in the action.
Yeah. Who you know that's lyrically that? Riddle me that. Literally cap. You be considerably whack. And I can walk inside a building with $100 spilling like $1 million. Chilling with $1 trillion spirit. Just lift the wrist up. Biggie, get hit up. Get shit up. Bank talking it, fill up. Fill up banks, the links to getting rich. And my cape got yellow tape. My trench gotta be censored. Off-white, these be soft like the tissue and cloth type to kiss you in broad light. So you play a boss, you ain't who they follow. I see you double cross, more stuck a Douce bottle. My
what?
Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Do you know what type of I am? Yeah, this lady, baby, that's boss lady. For those who don't know. Money over six figures. Money, I'm a big spender. Money over six figures. Money, I'm a big spender.
What?
Honey, I get to this money. When I see my ex, I'm thinking like dummy. This the clown cake. He's sweeter than pound cake. He's served around hating. These don't sound straight. Foo-foo gazy is crazy, but listen, baby. Got your new calling me saying he missing lady. I gotta get in. I let him fall through. But he could never be my type if he yours too. Saw you talk about that you hitting. I caught you talk about that you kissing. Brother, you brag about the cash you getting, but I forever judge you off his last three women.
What?
Oh, you thought I wasn't gonna do it again? I could do this in circles. I wrap circles around you. And y'all too. Money over six figures. Money, I'm a big spender. Money over six figures. Money, I'm a big spender.
What?
family. Man, what an incredible interview, you know? I mean, it's always a pleasure, man. You know, it's always a pleasure to have people who are bringing, you know, the truth, but also, like, the legacy, you know, the legacy aspect of it. And, you know, my brother Mozzie, like, you know, he's 73. You know, he got so much knowledge and wisdom, you know, to share, right? And there's only so much time on the show that we could do that, right? So, I mean, we're looking at a good 50 years of you know, experience, of wisdom, you know, being in this music industry. We were just talking there on the break, and, you know, he's producing the Harambe Vancouver, which is going to be happening from August 8th to the 10th downtown at the Art Gallery. And, you know, that's a big, big festival, you know. From what I heard last year, they had about 5,000 people there, you know, black vendors and black artists. And, you know, it's you know, even with all of the different things happening within our community, you know, we still are doing a lot of positive, and there's a lot of people who aren't just caught up in the space of colonization, right? Because, you know, for all original people, it's easy to use that as an excuse to continue to do, you know, wicked things. But it's like, look, man, just, you know, stop with all of it, right? There's no excuse, man, you know? And I know Cosby did a couple of crazy things, but Cosby said the same thing, man. He said, look, bro, you can't blame slavery for this and that, man. You got to make change. You got to do it on your own, man. And that's really what it is. It's like, there's no need to blame other people for what happened in the past. Yo, look, man, the past, you know, is the past. But, you know, the way that you can change the past is you could change the way that you look at it. You know, you can acknowledge it, right? You can change it in your mind and relieve yourself of that trauma, right? And move forward, right? Because that's what it's about. It's about moving forward, not moving backwards. You got to move forward. You can't stay stagnant. You got to keep elevating, going up, up, up. And, you know, when you're climbing, you know, Mount Everest, which is 29,141 feet high, you know, there's certain things that you got to do in order to make sure that you succeed to do that. And there's going to be times there, I'm sure of it, you know, that you may want to give up, or there's going to be obstacles in the road, or, you know, going up the mountain, right? And one has to continue to figure out, okay, how do I get around this obstacle, right? And that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? But it does start with the unity aspect of it. We must, you know, unify. You know, yes, in the black nation, but, you know, as all people around the world, like, we have to all unify. You understand? We must all unify. And, you know, there's a greater enemy out there. You know what I'm saying? There's a greater enemy out there that wants all of us to be divided based on our ethnicities and all of this stuff, right? And it's like, yeah, we need to acknowledge that, you know, all man comes from the black man. Yes, that's fact. Bottom line, right? We are the ancestors of all men. So, you know, but knowing that, okay, so now let's, with that knowledge, let's turn it into the wisdom. Let's get active. You know what I'm saying? Let's get active and let's unify all together. Because I said there's a greater enemy out there. You know what I'm saying? And that enemy is unseen. and they go on like a mystery, right? Which is something that cannot be explained or understood. However, you know, I know who they are. And you got to just look and you'll know who they are too. You know what I'm saying? But there are those, it's those people who are trying to divide us, separate us. You know what I'm saying? Want us to think that we're all different. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, we are all different. Because we're all individuals, we're all unique, right? But, you know, like I said, there's a greater enemy, and it's not, and it's not me, you know, and it's not those righteous people who are striving to better their communities, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, baby, CJSF 90.1 FM, and I mean, look, I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. One Order will be definitely performing at Harambe, Vancouver. You know, we're going to be performing at the Love James Fest, August 17th. And I highly, you know, like I just ran a tune, right? Labeled as Guilty. That's off the Supreme Order album, produced by Curb the Kid. You know, definitely do the knowledge to that. You know, check that album out. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, we came to free your mind. We came to free your mind. We came to free your mind. Get up out the darkness and let the light shine. And yo, God is my reality, manifested in three dimensions. Top five dead or alive, my name need a mention. Youngins acting crazy like goons, plus the heated grimace. Lost, found, dumb, deaf, and blind, they ain't need a direction. God, like, you know, it's real, you know what I mean? It's real out here, you know what I mean? And, yeah, man, I'm just still just reflecting on this interview. And, you know, if you were here, you would be able to see the sincerity and the passion, you know, the sincerity, the genuineness, the passion, right? But also the pain in my brother's eyes, you know? You know, you the listener, I will it that you could hear that, right, and feel that, but man, you had to be here to really see it, you know. So I want to shout out my big brother, Guilty Black, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening, God, I love you, you know what I'm saying? I love you, I love you, you know. I want to shout out King Wise. I want to shout out Wise Prince. I want to shout out Cypher U Justice. I want to shout out my old earth, my mother. I want to shout out Anita. I want to shout out Isaac and Ty. And I want to shout out Jay and Jess. And I want to shout out Adabisi. I want to shout out Mazi. I want to shout out Kelsey, you know what I mean, working the camera. You know, I want to shout out everybody that's, you know, in victory here, man, you know what I'm saying, and doing their thing, you know, and just make sure whatever you do is righteous, man. Be civilized and do it righteously, man, you know what I mean. Whatever you do, make sure that it's not harming anybody else, you know. It's very important that we stop causing pain and hurt to other people just so we can get ahead. That's not the way to live, man, you know what I'm saying. And all you shorties out there, look, man, you ain't gotta sell your body to make money. I'm just telling you that right now. You know what I mean? I don't like that, man. I don't like seeing that. You know what I mean? Hurts my heart. You know what I mean? You stop doing all that. You know what I mean? You have brains. You know what I'm saying? You have intelligence. You ain't gotta do all that. Put your life at risk, jeopardy. And I ain't even just talking being in the streets. I'm talking about being online and doing all of these things, man. Yeah, like, of course there's, you know, people out there that want to pay for that type of entertainment and that type of stuff. But look, man, I know this is crazy left field, but I'm just like, nah, man, like, yo, shorty, you know, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I mean? You ain't got to do all that, you know? And whoever told you that you need to do that, yo, man, you need to keep them away from you. Word is bond and bond is life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep it all the way 100% civilized, you know? Be a real queen and an empress. Real queens and empresses don't sell their bodies and sell themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Why would you need to do that if you're a queen and you're an empress? You have a kingdom to rule. You know what I'm saying? So, look, man, I'ma just leave y'all with that. You know what I mean? And I love y'all. I love y'all for tapping in and tuning in always, man. One Order, 6 o'clock Blitz. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And, you know, Jazz Boulevard is up next, man. So stay tuned and keep pushing. And like I said, man, love, peace, and happiness. That's what we all
should desire for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters. That I got to say.
Prisoners of enemy maneuvers. Hold down the fort, cause life is short enough to get it taken. Forsaken where your mental plane's breaking. Concealing a 4 pound with every area we surround. Cause clown, I get down for my crown. Take you to the streets for the honor and respect. Connect the lethal, plus my young guns are unbeatable. Aiding and abetting the foul is a violation. That's why my retaliation is premeditation. The invitation is to run with a crew you can't do. And too great to infiltrate from a nickel plate. I state this be the illest ever known on a rush, swerving with the crush. Criminals creeping through the city. I stop on the block to chat with thugs, pump all the drugs for Fat Cat. Stepping off the set now, hand on my tool. Thinking how bad I wanna flip on that fool. Times are wasting, chasing these punks for petty loot. When there's a real mission to execute, I put the plan in effect. Forget what you heard. When you get the word for first and third, for real, I got the famine on my soldiers to feed. With the yardie gunslingers on stash puffing weed. Envision the prison that I walk through. Leaving any witness when I'm about to handle my business. No escape from the duct tape and artillery. Now tell me, big man, where's the money? Ain't a damn thing funny. Cops play for medals, killers play for corners. In the middle are your sons and all your daughters. Who gives the orders to chaos and mayhem? Who has the proper guidance in mind to save them from this cold world of heartless ghetto dwellers? Pimps to prostitutes and dope sellers. Fellas, strive to be the lead, not follow. Ladies, you can be the queens of tomorrow. Dig it, I want all that and more for my peeps in the struggle to shelter. Food, clothing, and shelter is essential to maintain the hardcore from the soft that push me to the edge, but I can't fall off. My battlegrounds keep the sounds of babies crying, gunshots, and cursing. Can you feel my real? Here's the deal. By any means necessary, go all out and keep this live, cause only the strong survive.